That you heard was La Cio. That was by James Marshall, and it's the piece that he created for people who need help with the swine flu. You can download that at Music Man Jimmy. I'm hearing a lot of feedback here. At Music Man Jimmy. Nikki, I'm going to turn off your mic for right now. At musicmanjimmy.com, J-I-M-M-Y. That was created from the swine flu frequencies that we did here at the Sound Health Research Institute, and it's also been very helpful for people who have any kind of respiratory, lung, or nasal kinds of things. We're glad you could make it today. This is Sound Health Options. I'm your host, Sherry Edwards. I'm also the director of the Sound Health Research Institute. It is March 14th, 2010. Today we have an incredibly special guest. She's involved with the Sound Health Research Institute, our sponsor. She does the vocal analysis that you request when you go to NutraSounds, N-U-T-R-A, Sounds. com to have your free vocal profile done on the air. She's going to talk to us today about her experience. She has lost 78 pounds on a bio diet program that she developed. She's going to talk to you about it and how she shares that with other people. I've only lost 54 pounds. So I have a lot more to lose. You know, somebody sent in something the other day that said, you look like you really need to go on a diet. Okay, if you'd have seen me at 250 or whatever it was, you'd appreciate how I look now. Before we get started on the nutrition part of the show, I'd like to share a couple things with you. One, we do have a question of the day. And our chat room is open. Talk to Me Guy is there. And the question today is, are you going to fill out your census survey? Somebody sent me a link to Ron Paul talking about the census and that they're going way beyond what they're allowed to do from the Constitution. And it is Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3 of the Constitution that only allows them to ask the total number of people in your household, your date of birth, your race, ethnicity, telephone number, relationship, and housing tenure. They're not allowed to ask you anything else, but they have kind of snuck something in there called the American Community Survey. Section 1 is instruction. Section 2 is what they're really allowed to ask. And Section 3, this American Community Survey, they're not allowed to answer or to ask you these questions like, has anybody in your household been in the military? What kind of health insurance do you have? I just looked at some of the questions, and you can find them too. Just 2010census.com, and you'll get a lot of information about it. So Ron Paul suggests you just put on there, this is none of your business except that section that's legal by the Constitution. So I'd like to ask the question also, are we being run by what it says in the Constitution, or are we being run by some executive order? Talk to me, Guy. I understand that Nevada can show me the missing, NZL, Nano Voice, Nevada. I understand that nano voice can show me the missing notes in a person's voice. Am I able to use the nano voice to supply those missing notes back to the individual? No, the nano voice does not provide notes of any kind. And we use analog notes and we use a combination of notes together. So we use something called a tone box. There are people out there using CDs. You can get some response with CDs, but not nearly what you can with the tone box. And also, the analog sounds help the body regrow its tissue, and that's not something that the CDs will do for you. Okay, we have two questions. One of them was, is there any room left in the Guardian class that you're going to do this afternoon from 2 to 4? There probably isn't. We have only, I think, 60 slots, and I think we have filled those. But I will open another section of that, so we'll do another section next Sunday, and you can be a part of it. This is just really the ground floor. I love it that you've been sending me emails. It's just Sherry, Sharry, on air, and asking for the link to that. I've sent links to everyone that asked me to. I don't know if all of you are going to be able to get on. Second question, and then we're going to talk about some wonderful stuff. I understand that the National Institute of Health has launched an undiagnosed disease program. Are you part of that program? No, but thank you for this article, and I certainly think we should be. They bring people in there a week at a time. I think the guy's head of it's William Gall. And they do tests for a week on these people to find out what other doctors haven't been able to figure out. So I think we could really help with that and cut that time down and look at it. Okay, I'm going to play for you something from the floor of the Senate that Ron Paul read on February 24th. He read this prepared statement to the Senate regarding the U.S. Government's assassination of American citizens. And this stuff will stand your hair on end. Well, I'm going to have to start it over because I don't have the sound turned.
Are we no longer a nation of laws? Have we become, thank you, Mr. Speaker. My topic for this evening is now is assassinations. What have we allowed ourselves to become? Are we no longer a nation of laws? Have we become instead a nation of men who make secret arrests? Are secret prisons now simply another tool of the federal government law enforcement? Is secret rendition of individuals now permitted out of misplaced fear? Have we decided that the writ of habeas corpus is not worth defending? Is torture now an acceptable tool for making us safe? Unfortunately, the single answer to all of these questions from the leaders of our country and to many of our citizens appears to be yes. And now we are told that assassination of foreigners as well as American citizens is legitimate and necessary to provide security for our people. It is my firm opinion that nothing could be further from the truth. Secret arrests, secret renditions, torture, and assassinations are illegal under both domestic and international law. These activities should be anathema to the citizens of a constitutional republic. The real threat doesn't arise from our failure to torture, rather desensitizing our nation to the willful neglect and sacrifice of our civil liberties fought and died for over the centuries is the threat. The concept of habeas corpus existed even before King John of England was forced in 1215 by his rebellious barons to sign the Magna Carta. This basic principle and expression of individual liberty, which has survived 800 years, greatly influenced the writing of our Constitution and our common law heritage. Today, we hardly hear a whimper, either from the American people or a stone silent U.S. government as our cherished liberties are eradicated. Instead, we have a government that deliberately orchestrates needless fear and makes people insecure enough to ignore the reality of their lost liberties. The latest outrage is the current administration's acknowledgement that we now have a policy that permits assassination not only of foreign suspects, but of American citizens as well. Of course, the CIA has used secret assassinations in a limited fashion for decades, despite international, domestic, and moral law. When done secretly, as in the past, our government at least recognized that assassination was illegal and wrong. Frighteningly and astonishingly, however, the policy is now explicit. National Intelligence Director Dennis Blair, in open testimony before the House Intelligence Committee on February 3rd of this year, acknowledged that American citizens can indeed be assassinated at our government's discretion. The U.S. government attempted to assassinate Anwar al-Awlaki in Yemen without even charging him with a crime. We're told this evidence is secret, that he does not deserve any constitutional rights, and that some unknown individual in the administration has the authority to declare him a threat, and therefore a legitimate target for assassination. Yes, I know he is probably a very bad person. Yes, I know that only a few Americans are on the assassination hit list. Yes, I know that artificially generated fear makes a large number of Americans inclined to applaud this effort, which supposedly will make us safe. But if this could become standard operating procedure and a permanent precedent is established, let me assure you that this abuse of the law will spread. It's time for Congress and the American people to wake up to the realities of the dangers we face. We must remember as members of Congress that we have taken an oath to protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. It should not be that difficult to distinguish the difference between the danger posed by the underwear bomber and the danger posed by a government that endorses secret prisons, torture, and assassinating American citizens. And I yield back the balance of my time.
That really happened? That is really Ron Paul. And I think what he's trying to tell us is that we have turned into a police state. I don't think it's as bad as some people make it out to be. But I think it is way worse than people realize. There's threats all around. There's threats to our food supply. There's threats to our nutrition by all of these modified foods. And they're taking out thiamin out of your wheat and causing a lot of allergies. We are going to be talking about this today. Our call-in number, 347-850-1407, or just call it. And be sure to hit number one and raise your hand so that you can talk to us and we can hear you. We are going to talk about nutrition and food and that those fundamentals of life today and how to use one of the computer programs, one of my favorites, the nutritional consultant, to see what nutrition that you really need. And one of the things that is threatening our nutrition is our health care. So this is another person from the Senate floor. This is Mike Rogers from Michigan. And what he has to say, and this is just more about health care rather than the whole part of if somebody gets in the way of the government and what they want to do, that you can be assassinated.
Mr. Rogers?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I can't tell you how much I'm disappointed at what a lost opportunity we have to, I think, solve a huge problem in healthcare and access and quality. to some, even by your numbers, 46 million, and that's about 15% of the American population. Abraham Lincoln said, you can't make a weak man strong by making a strong man weak. And so what we've decided to do today is abandon the very principles of America and say, you know what, it's so hard and it's so difficult, we're going to punish the 85% of Americans who have earned health care benefits as a part of their employment, and we're going to punish them and the employers who give it to them to try to cover the 15% that don't have it. That doesn't hardly seem like a solution that any of us would come to. Why would we punish the part that's working to cover the part that's not? It's like taking a queen-size sheet and trying to put it over a king-size bed. I will guarantee you the corners are going to come up. That's exactly what we've done here today. And this notion that it's either this or nothing is the chairman's choice. It's the Democrats' choice that it is either this or nothing. You present us very false choices. And let me tell you about the trade-offs by going to this government-run system. And oh, clearly it is, by the way, in Section 141 under the Health Choices Commissioner Act, they can actually go in and disenroll individuals. Unprecedented power by the federal government. They can rip you off your own individual plan. It's in the bill. Well, matter of fact, if you're an employer, $250,000 of payroll, that's gross payroll, not much. Guess what? They can disenroll your whole company off a certain plan. Tell me that you don't work for the federal government. Unbelievable. And here's the other trade-off. According to the National Cancer Institute, the National Cancer Intelligence Center the United Kingdom, and the Canadian Cancer Registry, here's the trade-off that they've picked by having government-run health care. If you get prostate cancer, you have a less chance of survivability than you do in the United States. And that's the same for skin cancer, breast cancer, bladder cancer, cervical cancer, kidney cancer, ovarian cancer, it's leukemia, and the list goes on and on and on. So what you have said to America is, we give up. It's just too hard. The government has to do it. That's insulting. So what you're going to do is you're going to look your mothers and your daughters in the eye and say, I'm sorry, we couldn't figure it out. We wouldn't allow innovation to do it. We're not going to allow the private sector to fix this problem for us. That's too hard. But I am going to tell you that if you get breast cancer, I'm sorry, honey, you have less of a chance of survival than you did before this bill passed. I will not punish any woman in America to this kind of system, knowing how great America is. The very innovation of who we are is what got us here. And it wasn't the federal government, and it wasn't Washington, D.C. It was individuals who stood up for themselves and said, we can do better. And because of that, we have the greatest middle class in the face of the earth. And this is one more tick in their ability to succeed in America. We've already told them that, gee, your energy prices were too high, middle class. We're going to raise those with cap and trade. Oh, by the way, we're going to tell you what kind of car to drive. We're going to tell you what kind of light bulb you can put in. Oh, I'm going to tell you what kind of window you have to replace your house with. And oh, by the way, now I'm going to pick your doctor and your plan for your future. We must and can do better. This is a travesty, Mr. Chairman, and I yield back my time.
I think from these two presentations, we are in a time of crisis. The Sound Health Research, we carry out research using your vocal frequencies as a representation of all that you are. And the only way I can fight back is to share that information with the public. We want to look at this from an esoteric perspective, that this is your signature sound from way back when, and we also want to look at it in modern times as an otoacoustic emission. Comes from your ears, it's manifested through your voice, and we've bridged that gap between esoteric and science, and that's what we want to share with people today. We've created a computer software program that we want to share in a couple of ways with the public, and we want to talk to you about how you can get a copy of the software and training. It's a great teaching tool, but I need to say up front that nothing on this show is intended to be medical advice. Any such claims by anyone will be denied. Our purpose is to gather data, and if you get well, that's your problem. We did have a couple of requests that we'll try to honor today as soon as Nikki comes on the air with us. Nikki, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
That's great. And I have to sneeze, so I'm going to have trouble talking here in a minute. Nikki, you work here with Sound Health Research Center. What do you do here?
That's a loaded question. I think, mainly the practitioner liaison at Sound Health, and I am the support system for the practitioners when they have questions, when they take one of our courses. I do a lot of research at Sound Health. I work with the databases. I help teach the classes. There's just a whole lot that I do.
Were you aware about this health crisis and what's going on with health reform and swine flu and them trying to force vaccinations and the Gardasil? Are you aware of all that going on?
Yes, I have heard about that as it was going on, and I chose not to have, I have teenage daughters, and I chose not to have them vaccinated for the Gardasil shot. And we also did not receive the swine flu vaccination.
Have you seen the children that come through the research center that have been damaged by these vaccines?
Yes, I have been a witness to that.
And it's just incredible what these vaccinations do and people being forced to take them. We do have a pre-vaccination risk factor software program, and we'll talk with you about that at another show. But today we're going to talk about a program that Nikki is really, really involved with and one that she loves. Nikki, can you talk about how you originally started working here at the center and why you picked up and on the need for these programs that you helped develop?
That's a funny story. I was just working at the center part-time. It was just a temporary thing. My career was going down a different direction, and after about a month, there was no way I was leaving Sound Health. I fell in love with what the Institute does and the results that it gets, and that it changed my whole life's direction. I myself had been a corrections officer for 7 years. I wasn't too happy in that profession, but it was, you know, a stable paycheck. And guess what? Health insurance. But I couldn't do that anymore. Once I found Sound Health and saw what was going on there, I had to be a part of that. And one of my biggest issues when I began at Sound Health was weight. I had been relatively thin my whole life, but in the past, it's been about 2.5 years now that I've been working on the program. But before that, for about 3 years, I steadily gained weight, and I was up to over 200 pounds. I'm 5'4", so that was not a good situation. Most of my weight was in my belly and in the front. You could see it in my face. I was quite fatigued 90% of the time, and I was just unhappy and uncomfortable. So my first goal at Sound Health was to try to find out what it was that caused people to gain weight like I had gained. I was a corrections officer, so I was active. I exercised. I must admit my diet wasn't really great. Knowing I had teenage daughters, I kind of ate like a teenager. But I had the problem of never feeling satisfied. I was constantly hungry, and I could eat a big meal, but then I was ready to eat again just because the food was in front of me. And I couldn't figure out what the triggers were for that and why that was happening. So I began researching weight and things that cause weight gain, and I gathered all the information together and put it in a database for the BioDiet program, hoping that we could help everyone who has a weight issue. I originally started with the nutrition program. I began taking my Voltaren every day and seeing what nutrients I needed. And the first probably 20 pounds of weight loss I attribute to just getting the proper nutrients that I needed. I didn't originally adjust my diet. I just began taking supplements. And within about 2 weeks, I noticed that some of the fatigue was lessening, and I was able to be more active. And then as I constructed the database for the BioDiet program, I began listening to the frequencies that had a relationship to some of the issues that showed up in my chart. For example, my GABA receptors appeared to be closed or blocked or not receiving the GABA. GABA showed up as high in my system, but it wasn't being absorbed and utilized properly. So I began listening to the tone to, in a sense, unlock those GABA receptors so they were able to absorb that GABA, which in turn kind of triggered a lot of things that were wrong in my system, and they began working correctly.
GABA is a neurotransmitter, gamma-albuteric acid, and it is a neuroexciter. So people with anxiety, free-floating anxiety, just nervousness, would have a problem with GABA if there was too much and it wasn't working. Did you find it strange that a sound could open a GABA receptor?
Yeah, I have to say I was one of those people that was really skeptical about the whole frequency, but I think what convinced me the most was seeing clients come in and a change, an instantaneous change in some cases that they felt and reacted to, and I began to experiment with tones, and I myself had a reaction, or felt something. It's hard to describe when you're so skeptical. You're like, yeah, am I making myself feel that way? Am I not? But when you're listening to a sound and it's not the right one for you, and you get a headache, and as soon as the sound is off, you're fine. You're like, okay, that wasn't me. I'm not going to just give myself a headache. So, if you're skeptical, all you have to do is hear a few of the sounds, and you can't help but feel the reaction your body has to it.
I remember witnessing one of the most profound clients that you had, and she just came here with her father kind of on a whim, and you decided to take on her case because we have more than one lab here. Can you talk a little bit about Marcia's case?
Oh, I just love her. she was just kind of hanging out with me while her father was getting looked at, and we began talking. She's severely depressed. She was in her 30s. She felt like she didn't have any direction. She's a very smart lawyer. She had gone to college. She was very depressed. She was very anxious. She just had a loss of hope. So we started playing with the nano voice, and she decided that she wanted to go farther. And, I was excited about that, too, because I love it when we can make a difference in somebody's life. So we went ahead and we did her tone, and there was a change pretty instantly just that day. She started to feel a little better. And she came into the offices, head down, posture. You knew. You saw her depression. You saw her anxiety. The second day when she came back to the office, she just bursted in with her head up and smiling and happy.
Bubbly even.
She's getting married.
I heard she was engaged, yes, and she wouldn't even go out before.
Yeah, she was really concerned about her future, and she was getting older, and she, you know, have anybody in her life. Like, just 3 or 4 months after she saw us at Sound Health, she was able to get back into the dating scene and met somebody, and she's doing really, really great now.
The other one that I saw, and I don't get to witness all of them, but this one was incredible, was Sherry Stocker. There was a tremendous difference in her from when she came in.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that case? And they were both different, weren't they?
They were different. Marjan didn't have any particular weight issues, but Sherry had weight issues, anxiety, depression, bipolar. She just had a myriad of issues. She was almost pretty instantaneous, too. Not so much the weight loss, but just feeling better. And it's so sad to talk to her when she's in a place where she can't tell you where she's at. She's just like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But we did her tones, and when she came in for the recheck the next day, she was like, I am a different person. I don't know what I would do without these sounds. I feel like I can move. I feel like I have energy. I don't want to go to bed all the time. She would miss work just because she couldn't get up. She was so tired and so depressed. She comes back to see us every couple months, and she just is doing better and better every time. I can't tell you what her weight loss, total weight loss is, but the first 3 or 4 months, it was really significant, and she's continued to lose since then.
In Sherry's case, it was thyroid and some of the GABA receptors. And in March's case, it was nickel toxicity. So that's the perfection of these computer programs that you're using, that you're able to look at people individually and see what's going on. When people go to Nutrisounds.com and you end up doing their vocal print online, can you describe that from beginning to end? Kind of what people would go through?
First, I have to tell you how fun that is. I get to talk to so many amazing and interesting people. I just love doing those. And they're always so grateful, and they're just, even if they start skeptical, by the end of our appointment there, they're like, I can't believe this. What we do is we use an online meeting resource, and we go through the computer so they're able to talk to me and see what I'm doing on the computer at the same time. We go through how you take a vocal print, and then we look at it in our Abacus program, which in a sense maps out your vocal print. So we go through an explanation of how the Abacus program works and how we determine what frequencies are out of balance, and then we take that file and we put it in our nutrition program, and they can watch this. Some people have a lot of questions. Some people can't ask any. I try to prompt them as we go along. Any questions? Some people are just kind of speechless. And then we look at their nutrition program, and we try to determine what their nutritional needs are. We also give them an information sheet about how to look at their report and how to put together the nutrients that are high and low in their system and rectify that situation.
So you recommend certain kinds of vitamins?
Oh, no. I don't make any recommendations. I just let them know what the report has told us about the systems, and then I encourage them to talk to their wellness provider, their nutritionalist. We do have some, we can tell them what is out of whack and maybe why it's not working, but then they can then go on and decide if they want to change diet or supplementation or those sorts of things. But we don't recommend supplements.
I noticed in some of the information you gave me about what you were doing, these GABA receptors control appetite. So when you look at someone's voice for, say, weight control, they have up on their screen, on their computer, a computer program that you're working with and showing them these reports?
Yes. They look at the reports with me. I explain to them why something shows up as high or low in their system, and I show them how to make the connections. We did a report this week, and the woman had been to the doctor, and he reported that her iron wasn't working, that she needed to take iron supplements. And through her nutritional report, we found that her iron was actually high in her system, which meant that it wasn't being absorbed correctly. So when that happens, we assume that one of the sister components or one of the things that make iron work isn't working correctly. So we can follow the path of iron and see what works before it that tells it where to go. So we looked through her chart and we saw that her vitamin C was low. And vitamin C tells iron what to do. It says, come here, I'm going to take you down this path, and this is where you need to be absorbed. So I explained to her that if we could get her vitamin C up, then the iron would then get the signal to go where it needed to go to be absorbed. So the doctor reported actually that it was low, but the problem was it just wasn't working correctly.
So it wasn't in her serum blood, but the computer was able to tell it was in her system, just wasn't available.
Uh-huh.
That's what I love about this program. We have on chat here somebody that says, I'm a diabetic and need help here. Can you tell if someone is a diabetic, if their glucose is high, their insulin's not working?
Oh, yes. And that problem is close to our hearts. And we can tell. We can look at insulin receptors. We can find out why it isn't working right. And we can then in turn give them the frequencies that is going to tell their brain what to do with it. And I think the brain loves it. I feel like the brain rejoices when it hears the correct frequency. And it's like, oh, yeah, I needed that.
Somebody's trying to call here, and I'm trying to answer the phone at the same time. One of the things I'm just excited about, when we look at a diabetic, they're trying to treat diabetes as if blood sugar is high, and it is, but the real issue is that insulin is not working. And we've found some ways that we're working on right now to kick the insulin into doing its thing. I just find it incredible. I know, too, Nikki, that you do assessments for people about their weight. What do you look for when somebody has a weight issue?
Well, I want to know what kind of cravings they have. I want to know if they crave salty things, if they crave sweet things. I want to know when they eat. Is it all day long? Are they hungry all the time? I want to know if they feel full, if they continue to eat after they're full, how they feel when they're eating. Are they eating for the sensation in their mouth? Are they just trying to get their stomach full? I look at their body shape because that's a relationship to their glands and what glands may not be working. They will give you clues about what issues are going on in terms of their neurotransmitters and their glands and their hormones. So I ask a lot of questions before we start the bio-diet program. I also want to know if they exercise. And if they do exercise, does it make a difference? Because some people could exercise 24 hours a day, and it wouldn't affect their weight at all. So we look at all of those things, and then we can target the areas that need the most attention.
So if somebody came in and say dopamine was in stress, and that's the note of D sharp, you would look at like the precursors, the GABA, the thyroxine, the B6, and all of that?
Tyrosine. Tyrosine is really important to dopamine. Yep, we would look at all that, and then we would look at the dopamine receptors to see if they were working correctly.
there are so many people that are overweight. Do you think you can keep up once this gets out to the public? You can do this?
You know, I'm going to do my best to keep up because I want people to feel as amazing as I do. Before I was part of the BioDiet program, you know, I have teenage kids, and I would go home and I would be so tired. I could go to bed at 7 o'clock and be tired the next day. I just had no energy. And as you know, today I'm playing in the wild. And that, you know, that wouldn't have been possible a couple of years ago. Sundays were getting enough sleep so that I could make it through the week.
Did you have trouble with your appetite, or you just ate stuff because it was there, or you just ate bad stuff? Were you able to pinpoint what was going on with you?
I ate everything bad I could get a hold of, and I ate all the time. I was hungry all the time, and I just would eat anything. My cravings, the girls and I would go to the store, and we'd get chocolate chip cookie dough and chips. Oh, I'm so embarrassed that I even have to say that. And, you know, I didn't make a conscious effort to start eating correctly. I listened to the tone, and my body adjusted. And after a while, looking at the junk was like looking at a piece of cardboard. It was that appetizing to me. Now, I'm looking at a plate of vegetables and, you know, some of the trays we give out during our classes, that was a feast. With the broccoli and carrots and all the vegetables, I didn't make an effort to change my diet. My cravings changed. I didn't want yuck anymore. I wanted to eat the good stuff. And as it kept going and progressing and the weight was coming off and I had more energy and I was eating better, I felt so much better. I mean, I think it's pretty much a night and day kind of experience.
And you didn't do any kind of food counseling to trick your brain not to eat?
No.
Do you think you just satisfied it and that the body would eat the right things if you just let it go?
Yeah, I just listened to the tone. You know, weight is like a monkey on your back, and when food controls you, I mean, everything's about when am I going to eat again? You're embarrassed. I was talking to a friend of mine who has a weight issue, and, you know, she'll eat small, tiny portions in front of people, and then she'll run to the kitchen and try to get as much as she can without anybody seeing. And I don't want anybody to live that way. I want people to be comfortable with food and have the freedom that I feel now with food. Food doesn't control me anymore.
How long did it take you to lose 78 pounds?
It took me about a year and a half, and I've maintained that for another year.
That's incredible. You can't do everybody, so it seems to me it'd be a good idea to teach people to do this for themselves, because you can't do it for everybody every day, and you said you did yours every day?
Yeah, I did it every day for quite a while. I don't have to do that anymore. I look at my chart every couple weeks. And if I start having an issue, if I start having cravings or anything like that, then I'll work on my chart and see what, you know, is going on. The environment changes things. And sometimes when you're in a situation where you eat food that's going to trigger one of the issues you already have, it can set you a bit off balance. But I'm working now on an in-depth guide to the program. It's relatively easy to use, and I'm hoping this guide will make it even easier. I just want people to feel as good as I do. And I don't want them to have to go through all the research that I did and you know, all the why is this that. I just want to be able to tell them, hey, this isn't working because, and you can take care of it.
When you were having cravings, did you notice any correlation between, like, craving chocolate or potato chips? What was that in tune with in your body and what your body needed?
when you are craving chocolate, you need magnesium. So nuts, walnuts is really great for that. I get in big trouble when I drink milk. And sometimes I just want a glass of milk. But I suffer for several days after that just because it drags me down. And that's one of the things you can do. We can see what works best with your body and what foods that are going to cause you issues like that.
Well, when you were craving milk, did you notice a problem with calcium or vitamin D? Or do you know why you're... Do you know why your body was craving it?
It's funny. It's mostly in the wintertime. I do have some problems with SAD, the seasonal affective disorder, and vitamin D, keeping it up in my system. And it's mostly in the winter months when it's getting really gloomy and yucko that I need that vitamin D.
Did it take you very long to get proficient in using this program?
Well, because I created it, it probably gave me a jump start. You're not going to have all the knowledge that someone would have if they had done the research themselves, but it's relatively simple to use. You can get as in-depth as you want with the program. You can work it on the surface level, which you're going to have results, or you can get really in-depth and work with it on a deeper level.
Well, on the reports that I've seen, if somebody has manganese out, it'll say a component of insulin. So it tells you what's going on. And I've also watched you do comparisons with people. I got a question here. When Nikki says program, what's she referring to, the nano voice? We'll talk about that in a second. And I forgot what I was saying when that question popped up. But if you cross-reference these, you can put in a symptom like thyroid and depression in the program, and it'll tell you kind of what's common to both. The question was, is she referring to the nano voice? Okay, let's start with the nano, let's go to nutrition, let's go to bio diet. How could people evaluate their nutrition using the nano voice? That's free for people at nanovoice.org, by the way. So can you answer that question? What can they do with nano voice?
With nano voice, they can see, they can look at the notes within the nano voice, and they can determine whether their minerals are working. They can determine whether they're having a problem filtering things from their system. They can see whether their dopamine is high or low. And that's what I mean by, you know, on the surface. They can tell if it's their neurotransmitters with that nano voice program using the note correlate chart.
Well, dopamine is D sharp, epinephrine is a note of E, and serotonin is a note of F, and those are the three major components of the neurotransmitters that control appetite. Can you give them like a little one-sentence thing about each one and what it does? I know I'm putting you on the spot without your notes here.
You are putting me on the spot.
Norepinephrine is energy and allergies and appetite control, and its precursor is dopamine as a neurotransmitter.
And somewhat anxiety. I have noticed with people that have problems with norepinephrine that if they get too much and it's not being absorbed the way it should, they're really, really anxious.
And serotonin, they're likely to have anger issues or sleep problems?
Yep.
So they just can't stay asleep, can't get asleep, can't stay asleep. Also, if the notes of C and A sharp are too high or too low, then that indicates that they can't digest carbohydrates. So just using the nano, people can look at this. We do a nano program, an advanced nano, and we just did one a week or so ago. So it'll be a while before we do another one for people to creative ways to use the nano. The next step up would be the nutritional consultant, and that's what you started with, isn't it?
Yep, that's what I started with. I use that every day, and I just saw what supplements or vitamins, we look at enzymes, vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, and cell salts. Am I missing any amino acids? So I just saw what my body was telling me it needed for the day, and I just adjusted my diet or took the supplement that would help out with that situation. Looking at, say, my vitamin E, if it was high and my zinc was low, I knew that if I, you know, got zinc working, that the vitamin E would probably kick in. I just think it's so amazing how you connect the dots. It's like putting a puzzle together, and if something's not working right, you can just find the pieces that fit in there, and then it's up and running and going again. So that's how I used the nutrition program at first. And then I got...
When you give somebody their reports from the nutritional consultant, do you give them instructions on how to use it?
Yes. We have what we call a pastel folder, and it gives them information about how to look at their report, and it also contains a green sheet with information we've found that have some of the connections between what a nutrient needs to work correctly and what it does in your system. So I send them their report via email along with that pastel folder so they can look at the chart and see if they can solve the puzzle on their own.
And that's the real intention. These are for self-help. We want people to be able to do it on their own and not depend on us every day to do it. And it's for those of you out there coaching, this is a great nutritional tool for people at their health food store. What nutrients do you really need? Are you taking this and you don't need it? What are you taking that's not being useful? So it's all about nutrition, but Nikki's concentration was about diet. So tell us about why you decided to create this bio diet program.
Well, it was totally selfish. I was miserable. And I tried everything I could think of, and nothing worked. I was at the end of my rope, and I was just totally and absolutely miserable. And as I began to research and gain results for myself, I really wanted to help people. If you don't have the problem, you don't understand. But if you have experienced being overweight and the anxiety and the that is part of it, and you find the solution, you really, really, you have to share it with everyone. And I want people to know that, you know, you don't feel like you're starving and can't satisfy yourself because you're what, you know, the stereotypical big person who never stops eating. It's because something's not working right in your system. It's really... I mean, your brain's sending out the wrong signals, and all we have to do is help the brain get the right signal, and you don't have to deal with that monkey on your back anymore.
The body tends to take care of itself if it has the right stuff. You know,
yeah.
my problem was walking upstairs, my knees hurt, I couldn't bend over, couldn't tie my shoes, it was hard to pick up the kids. And I too didn't have the energy. But one of the things I really hated is that if I was in close quarters and I tried to turn around, I knocked things off of counters and shelves. And it was just really embarrassing to have such a big butt and I didn't know where it was as I was walking around. So there's more in the bio diet than in nutrition program. What's the difference between them?
The nutrition is the nutrients. The bio diet is the neurotransmitters. It's the glands. It's the hormones. It also contains components of the nutrition, too. It's both in conjunction with each other. It's just absolutely amazing. But the bio diet is more in-depth with those neurotransmitters and hormones and glands.
And doesn't it have genes and proteins in it, too?
Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Because you can have a problem with cholesterol genetically, and it ends up being a weight problem.
Yep.
Or diabetes. I think one of the most profound things that we can do, you can't buy dopamine and norepinephrine and serotonin off the counter. You either have to make your body produce it, or we can provide it by sound. But the other is that sound can help your body open up to use its insulin, to use its GABA. And again, it's frequency. It's just the body is all of these different frequencies. Nikki,
it seems hard to believe, doesn't it?
It does. And I think that's why people want us to do it for them first, and you get to do all of those. Rarely do I jump in. I just see this as a new paradigm of health. Have you thought about it that far? I mean, when you walk down the streets nowadays, probably 80% of the people are overweight. And I think this would be an incredible way to set up diet centers in people's communities and just help people out that way. Some people don't mind being overweight. I mean, and some people it's a psychological issue, you know, protection or something like that. Well, here's one. People who have cellulite, it really is a signal that there is an immune problem, because the cellulite keeps something called sodium phosphate dibasic from being sent out of the body, and that's really an incredible component of your immune system. So the fact that you're starting to gather cellulite, that little bubbly dimple stuff around your thighs and belly and butt, that really is a signal that your immune system is not working well. So in working with all of this at the center, we've learned all those little teeny little hints and bits of information. Nikki, how long
will
it? It's what?
Doesn't it amaze you? I still am amazed. I see my results, but when I find those connections and other people feel the results themselves, it amazes me just as much as it did when I felt it myself.
I've been doing it for 30 years, and I'm amazed, but it's getting quicker all the time. The more we learn, the more databases we put together, the more we know about people. We have about 3 minutes. I can't believe it. I just looked at the clock. They'll need, if they're going to, I want to talk about how long do you think it would take you to teach people to learn to do these programs for themselves?
I could teach somebody in a day.
So if anyone's interested in learning to use these programs, I don't want people to be calling here and have to turn the ringer off. We have one more question. I don't know if you can answer it in 2 minutes. About 20 years ago, my thyroid went bonkers. They removed half of it and nicked the nerve. Now my vocal cords did not go together correctly. My voice changed from soprano to alto with little range. Is this a problem with voice analysis? I want to answer. It's not a problem with voice analysis, but we do have a program called Revoice, and please get in touch with us. Somebody say Nikki is a great teacher. Jean House is saying that, so she's taking a course with you. They've just given me the 90-second signal. I cannot believe it. Please get in touch with us, Nutra, N-U-T-R-A, Sounds, at nutrasounds.com. Also, you could call the office, 740-698-9119. Nikki, do you want to give out your email address, or do you want them to write the office?
It's Nikki, N-I-C-K-I, at vocalprofiling.com.
And I'm really sorry we have to go. We only have a few more seconds left. We'll talk to you in about an hour. Those people who have signed up for the Guardian course, and if you haven't signed up for that, please write to me, Sherry on Air, S-H-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. great. It was absolutely wonderful. We're going to have you back a lot. And remember, nobody has all the answers, especially us humans on the planet. So listen to your inner self. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, we're still on, but we're not streaming. So, Jean, can you hear me? Just write yes or no there if you can still hear me. We are, we can hear you on the phone. Okay, we're having a course. We're going to call it Guardians of the People, and it's health for people, by the people. I would think you received an invitation because I think you're on our list. Nikki at vocalprofiling.com, yes, that's good. But it starts at 2 o'clock, an hour from now. If you don't have an invitation, I will try to get you one. I don't think I have your email address. So if you wouldn't mind putting it here, I could get this to you quicker than having to go look it up. But it's going to be a two-hour course about how this guardian network, and our attorney is determined that it's going to have to be a private network so we can teach people exactly what we want to teach them, the nutrition course, and he's going to put it together as a subscription, like a private club. And every month we're going to have a different program, like the nutrition or bio diet that we teach people. And you can purchase the software, but we're going to also try to give it away to you free as long as you're a member of this. We can't teach you some of the things out loud without it being a private group, because you saw what or you heard from Ron Paul what's really going on, and we just don't want to get anybody in trouble, but we want to create this community of what we're calling pods. And a pod is a group of dolphins. But we want to train people on all of these 30, 40 programs that we have. Actually, we have about 3,000 templates for people in different diseases. So we want to teach people to use these and take that information back to their community. We'll help you put your marketing together. I'm trying to think what else. So that every community has this. We're going to talk about that this afternoon. So the first programs are going to be Nano Nutrition, Muscles, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, and Nutrition. I think we're going to have to add Bio Diet after Nikki did such a good job on the course today. She is so patient with people and just so wonderful in helping people do this. So I've got to go get prepared to do this. Let me put my email up here. And then I will send you information about being part of this. And we're getting some extra requests right now, so I will get those out to people just as soon as we get off the line here. Thank you all for joining us. This has been a great class, wonderful class. I'll have to tell Nikki. Thanks, guys. We're not on the air, but whoever is calling in from 5060, do you have a question?
This is Richard. Is that right? 5060? Oh, 5060. I got it.
Uh-huh.
Actually, Sherry, what I was going to suggest is that at some point, I think I dropped you an email about this, that I have an idea of a way of setting up a website using, I'm not a web designer, but I work a lot with people in sort of a meta consultant position, designing, you know, how to get their information out there. And you could design a really pretty easy site using a content management system called WordPress that could be a membership site.
So that
it could have both a public part and a private part all in one thing, and it could also be that same thing could also be a membership site so that you could do the part where you want to give away your information to the members, and the members could have access to a whole section that non-members would not be able to have access to.
I think I sent your stuff on to the, we're having a new website designed. Would you be willing to talk to these guys? His name is Roman, and
sure.
It's Eden Marketing that's doing it.
Okay.
And I will send him over your information. We really stumped him when we said we want to have a membership thing online. So I think with your help, that would be.
Yeah, I'd be happy to talk to him. The tricky part between you and I, the tricky part with talking to web designers is they tend to have a kind of an agenda of how they think things need to be done. And I'm happy to talk to them. I'm just saying that oftentimes they're like, it has to be in HTML, it has to look like a classic website, and this is a different, this is a website. Lots of people have websites out there. I'm not an advocate or fan of CNN at all, that's what I'm saying. But their site is based on this platform for that reason, because it gives them a lot more power and a lot more flexibility.
Well, we'll just get it done. I really would like this to be on a website for people so we could get it done more efficiently.
Right. I just got through working with another woman I do a lot of recording for, and I worked with her web designer, and now she has a site. She has a public site, and she has a private members-only site, and the private members-only site is where we post all of her audios for her members, all of her, you know, bonuses. They pay her so much a year or so much a quarter to be a membership, you know, be in the membership, and it's all password protected, and it's, you know, it's a really fabulous way to go. I'm very pro membership sites because I think they make a good profit center for people, and because it's a great thing. You know, I know what you, I'm such a fan of yours, and, you know what you want to do, and I think it would be a really great way to go to do it, because it allows a lot of flexibility in getting your, especially since you do a lot of audio work, even like Blog Talk, it's
mm-hmm.
easy to post audio and stuff to those kinds of sites. But I don't want to keep you from getting ready for your next.
It's
too bad I missed this today. I'll have to do it next time.
These computer programs sell for $300 a piece that we're going to be giving away to people.
Right.
It's just too important.
I agree. I'm an old in a different world, but now I'm in a different world. But in the early 70s, I got my degree as a master herbalist and had a national mail order catalog and an herb store. So I'm an old dog. You know, I've been in the health field for a long time.
Well, I need all the help I can get. So
yeah.
I will. I've got your phone number here that you're calling from. So
okay,
I will certainly get back in touch with you.
Feel free to either call me or email me, or what I'll do is after we hang up, I will email you my info, my email address to your Sherry@gmail, and then we can, you know, continue this conversation, because I think it's a great way to go, and I'm happy to talk to anybody about it. And I'm such a fan of what you're wanting to do, and actually, ultimately, I think you and Suzanne Summers should be hooked up, because she's really in a bad mood about what's going on in the health system as well.
Oddly enough,
I mean, she did a phone call the other day, a teleclass or just a telething, basically saying, look, I got sick again. I went to Western medicine and was misdiagnosed by 7 doctors. And she has a voice and a platform because of who she is. I'm not completely pro on everything she talks about, but I'm very pro on her attitude about you know, we should have the right to do what we think is a good idea.
Well, send me an email about that also, and I'll set our media people out to do it. I know she's been on Leibowitz's show a lot on Blog Talk, and I've been on Leibowitz's show, Howard Leibowitz, Hormone Spoken
right.
Ear. So
right,
I'll see if he can get me a connection.
That would be great, because she's in a really, she just had a bad health incident where she was, I guess in the past year or so, she sort of disappeared again. And she had been hospitalized in anaphylactic shock and was, as I say, that was in the process of, that's what she was talking about, the fact that she was misdiagnosed by six doctors. And
good grief.
Yeah, and I mean, here she, you know, the part that appalls me, well, there are many parts about the system that appall me, but one that really appalls me is here is somebody with all of the financial means possible to, you know, get good quality therapy, and yet she is still being misdiagnosed and treated, you know, not really well. You know, it's just, the system is, you know, as I said in the chat room, it's really a meteor careening out of control.
Well, I'm going to get in touch with her. I'm going to ask the universe for help, but I appreciate your call. I'm just feeling anxious about getting this show on the road.
No, I understand. No, go do that. I'll email you.
Okay, we'll talk later.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Bye.